Welcome back to the show. I'm Scott Catoon. This is TechNerdy Live from WGN Radio. This is the Startup Showcase. We want to hear from you. Sometimes we get lots of calls and sometimes we get lots of texts, and I get tons of messages on Facebook, but people don't call in for some reason. You can call in. Maybe I don't say the number right. It is call in WGN, 312-981-7200. You can DM me continually at Catoon or at TechNerdy on Facebook and Twitter, but we would love to hear from you. This is a great last segment that we have here because it ties together exactly why we did TechNerdy Legends. The whole world is paying attention to what we're building in Chicago. And as evidence of that, Jessica Leanne from Build 312 is here to talk about the pitch competition, which is coming up here in, how long do we have till the pitch contest is here in Chicago?
So right now we're actually submitting a business plan until September 1st.
So it's October though, right?
Yeah, but the pitch competition is actually on October 7th.
Yep. Okay. So October 7th. So what is so cool to me about this is that not only is it a great opportunity for startups in Chicago to pitch, but they are part of a larger contest, which is takes place in Shenzhen, China.
Correct.
Which is it not like one of the largest in China? Is that my understanding?
That is correct. And actually, Shenzhen, China is like the Silicon Valley in America.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they have about more than 150 public companies that is all technology-based. Like Tencent, like Huawei, they all have their base in Shenzhen. So yep. They are very towards technology.
So what I think is uniquely cool about this opportunity on both sides is I think that, and we've actually, speaking of Howard Tolman earlier in the show, he spoke there not long ago, actually. I want to say it was before the summer he was there speaking. It was like when we just started this show, because he was leaving here to go to Shenzhen to talk about Chicago startup community.
Wow.
And we've actually had a few representatives. I'm forgetting the gentleman's name right now, but we've had a couple of Chinese investors and entrepreneurs come here to Chicago to speak to us and to attend some of our events and things. And I think that, I'll put it this way, when one of the largest, most powerful countries in the world is paying attention to a specific city within your country, you're doing something right.
Thank you so much.
And the fact that you guys are here in Chicago and including, I don't know of anything else like this. I mean, we deal with companies and pitch organizations all over the place, like all over the country, all over the world, really. And I don't know of any in particular that have. I think of Israel as one that they've come to us many times because of the startup nation there that they have. That's a very, very fast growing startup community. Other than that, I don't know of any other ones that have come to Chicago and said, we're going to actually include your community in our contest, which is amazing.
I agree. Thank you.
So I want to ask a couple of questions about this. So if I am, is this open to any Chicago startup company?
It is. Actually, it opens to any startup companies in the Midwest.
In the Midwest.
Yes.
Yep. Thus the name Midwest Pitch Contest.
Yes.
So any of those companies, and if they pitch and they succeed, and then they continue on this journey throughout the contest, can they actually find themselves in Shenzhen?
Yes. Actually, we actually have a program that we can connect them with a lot of Chinese investors based in Shenzhen, and the Shenzhen government welcome them to go over there very much to visit, the environment there to start their own venture.
I think it's so important. You know, there's a few people in this country who voted for some other people who think that we should close our borders down and not have a global tech community. And I'm not going to speak negatively towards those people, but I'm just teasing. But like at the same time, I'm not teasing. I think that for the world, there's nothing more important than businesses being internationally connected.
I totally agree.
I think that the tech community in particular has been such a huge tool of disruption in this country, and it's a huge tool of disruption worldwide. And I think that you could use the tech community to build relationships that maybe otherwise would not have been done. You can't deny what technology could do for clean air. You can't deny what it can do for changing the way that we, even commerce through Bitcoin. And blockchain, through security. There's so many major pieces. And to think that we here in America are going to come up with the only thing every time is just crazy. And to think that in China that they're only going to do what you guys are building and that we shouldn't be partners in this is just nuts. So I when I see stuff like this, and like I mentioned with Startup Nation in Israel, when I see the collaboration, it's like in all of the crazy stuff you see on Facebook every day, there's a beacon of light that there are some people who are paying attention and recognize the need for everyone to sort of like open their book a little bit and have a conversation. So it's really cool to me that these companies in America and in Chicago in particular have the opportunity to not just go to Shenzhen, but actually and meet everybody, which is important, but to actually see the community And I think that what they'll recognize, the same thing that I've seen going to other different startup communities, is they're not that different. Like the light, you know, they're different in that they have their own things you hang your hat on. You've got your specializations, but the community of entrepreneurs are very similar. Doesn't matter whether they're Chinese or they're from Silicon Valley or they're, you know, from Israel. They're very similar. They're very driven people. They're very mission driven. They're very, I guess entrepreneurial. They're tactical.
Absolutely.
Which is super cool. And what I would love to have happen is have you guys, like, we reverse this and have you guys have a contest in Shenzhen that comes here.
That would be very cool. Yes.
That would be awesome. I feel like we could have such a cool contest here that would enjoy, like, and have like world leading startups come here.
I think if that can happen, we definitely want to work with Technari, you know, to make this happen. And then because of our connections in China with all the investors and large venture capitals, I think that would drive a lot of collaboration between the two regions.
I agree. I also think that, you know, funny enough, I think that Chicago is the perfect place for it. I think, and I want to ask you a few questions about this, actually. If you know why Chicago in particular, somebody else needs to step in to answer. It's all, by all means, is okay. But why Chicago, or are you doing other cities? Why was Chicago picked as like one of the places to be?
Well, you know, Chicago actually have a lot of connections with Chinese economy right now. And then actually, as you can see right now, across the river, there is this one of the largest real estate development projects, $700 million, that is developed by the largest developer from China called yep. Wanda Group.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you have Huawei, you have Wanxiang, you have Hainan Airlines, all these large, you know, Chinese corporations have their base office in Chicago. So there are so many connections. And then also, I think Chicago is a very great place for the technology startups because of the support from the community and because the cost here is much lower.
Yeah.
So I think it's a very good environment, but sometimes people may forget about it. So we wanted to promote Chicago community, the technology, the startup, you know, community as much as we can. So then because of Shenzhen, China, which is the Silicon Valley in China, has all of these resources. So we are trying our best to connect the two together. And then because we are based in Chicago and BO312 is actually the name of BO312 means 312 is the area yep. called for Chicago.
Yeah.
So that's why we
build up 312.
Yeah, that's why we start a name because we want more people all over the world knows about Chicago.
We appreciate that. I certainly appreciate that. I also think that it's just really cool because there are certain assets, not just location-wise. There's plenty of assets here with the top universities, lots of Fortune 500 to 1,000 companies, access to, you know, travel, metro, Union Station, the airports, etc. But just in the makeup of the DNA of the people and so the problems that we're trying to solve versus the problems you guys are trying to solve over there, I just think it's a huge synergistic opportunity where the technology that we're working on could very well play into the strengths of what you guys are problems you guys are trying to solve and vice versa. You guys are working on lots of technology, particularly in the data space, particularly in the financial data space that I think we in Chicago are trying to build a fintech community, extremely strong fintech community. And so partnering with China, I think, would be very advantageous mm-hmm. To Chicago, as well as, like I said, other things going towards China. The other part that you brought up, I think, is kind of funny and again, I don't want to go political on this, but it's like hard not to because people in Illinois, and for good reason, I mean, the budget stuff is crazy. People in Illinois have a very salty taste in their mouth when it comes to taxes and it comes to all the cost of living. But you brought up the cost of living. Mm-hmm. And the reality is this is a fun, interesting story. When I was in New Orleans, there's a buddy of mine who actually connected to my girlfriend, but I actually went to undergrad at Marquette with him. And he works in the tech investing community in Chicago. And we were talking about the fact that we know somebody who was in Silicon Valley, had the same amount of money to spend, roughly, which is a lot of money. I'm just going to throw that out there. It was like $600,000. It wasn't like they had no money. And that got them essentially a studio apartment in Silicon Valley. And it wasn't even right in Silicon Valley. So like they had to actually still commute in. Then they moved to New York. And in New York, they got a studio with like a one bedroom, was like kind of a studio and a den, still mm-hmm. $600,000 and still not in New York. They came here and they are not in downtown Chicago. They're just outside of downtown Chicago. And that $600,000 is a 3-bedroom house with almost a quarter of an acre land.
Wow.
The difference, and same commute, same like 20 miles total commute. Mm-hmm. The amount of money we spend is certainly high here, but when you compare it to places, and I don't even want to ask what Shenzhen mm-hmm. costs to live. I don't. What would $600,000 American dollars get you in Shenzhen for living?
If you are talking about purchasing real estate, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
It's almost
is renting obviously somewhat I mean, that's probably cheaper, but like, is it still a lot?
It is. You know what? It depends on, you know, in what way you want to live. Yeah. And there are a lot of people that
actually... Within 20 miles of Shenzhen. Like, I was commuting time if I wanted to work there.
That is going to be very cheap if you're 20 miles from Shenzhen.
Okay.
Yeah. But Shenzhen is a very big city.
Yeah.
So I can say that maybe the food cost is substantial lower.
Yeah.
But the rental... you know, expenses may be a little bit more than Chicago. That's
okay.
It. Yeah.
So that's not too bad. I mean, that's not,
yeah,
too,
not
bad.
Too bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I guess we'll look at this, and the point I'm trying to make is we sometimes get tied up in our own kind of world and forget about the fact that outside of here is like really expensive stuff, and it's not easy. And if you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to start a business, one of the very first things you have to think about, and it's not just for yourself, but for the team that you're planning to employ, mm-hmm. is how much does it cost to get these folks to have a home and be able to raise a family and be able to commute and come in here. And it's, again, I thought it was synergistic that Shenzhen, Chicago are somewhat similar in that there's a great opportunity there.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Where do people go to get involved in this, to participate, whether it's to buy tickets to or to get to nominate themselves for the Midwest Pitch Competition?
So if people want to pitch their business ideas, it's absolutely free.
Yep.
So they can go to our website, www.build312.co, to apply their, submit their business plan through the website.
Okay.
And then the deadline is September 1st.
September 1st.
Okay. And then we're actually going to have the pitch competition event on the date of October 7th. We will have two keynote speakers. We'd love to have you be there. And we'll also have the actually pitch. And then we have several judges from very good venture capital companies in Chicago.
So it's all, are you going to have anyone from China there?
We will have China, but they're going to be through a video.
Okay.
So the judges from China is going to be connect the event via video conference.
Okay.
Okay, and then we're going to have judges here also score, you know, who is going to be to the final round.
Very cool.
And then for people to participate in the event, they can purchase tickets to go to the event.
All right, cool. Well, you guys can definitely learn from us when we send the tickets and stuff out. So as we get closer to the date of sending this out, make sure that you guys send me the information. I'll make sure to share it throughout Technori so that people can know where to go to find that. Because I think there's a lot of people who would love to learn more. And if you don't want to learn more about what's outside of Chicago but still involving Chicago, I think you might be a little cray-cray. So please, by all means, check in. Jessica, thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you, Scott.
Of course.
All right.
That is going to be putting a wrap on the rest of the Startup Showcase show here. It is 1:58, which is amazing to think that we actually got through the show without being late. That might be a first one. So Todd Manley is probably happy right now. And we got all the reads done. Awesome. So anyway, if you are into Chicago tech, if you want to learn more about the stories of the entrepreneurs and the founders themselves, go to technori.com, download the podcast. And from now on, we're going to be streaming live on Tuesdays on Facebook from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You're going to see people like Jessica, people like Sean, and Sean Frey, like both Seans today. So if you're interested in Technori and you're interested in tech, make sure to check us out. It will be worth your while. You can stream this episode and more at WGNRadio.com. Download the Technori podcast on iTunes. Learn more about Chicago tech by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori. And of course, follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.